This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a certain ritual to grocery shopping, right? You check the fridge and the pantry, you make your list, you go to the store, you realize you've forgotten your list, and so you wing it as you wander the aisles aimlessly. Enter now, as in so many facets of our lives, Amazon and a new gizmo, I guess, a wand, basically, that's a handheld barcode reader and voice recorder all in one that lets you enter your shopping lists or scan items already on your shelves, all in the service of letting us buy more from Amazon, of course. The Dash, this thing is called, is supposed to make the Amazon Fresh delivery service easier to use, which is great. But so many online retailers have tried and failed in the seemingly low-tech business of delivering milk and bread because, I don't know why. Sally Herships has this one.
They can figure out how to send your computer cookies, so why can't e-commerce companies deliver the real kind to your door?
Because it's not what high-tech companies do well.
Len Lotus teaches marketing at Wharton. He says, think about packing a grocery bag with milk, eggs, and bread.
So it's figuring out what in the package do you need to do so when it's on the truck, it doesn't slosh around or get broken or push down if it's bread.
That's before you even tackle that whole pesky temperature issue, you know, keeping food safe to eat.
And so why have grocery stores succeeded at this?
Because they know how to do that.
Unlike the failed online delivery service Webvan, which is infamous in entrepreneurial circles.
They tried to expand too fast. They tried to do it all at once and ran out of money very quickly.
David McGoldrick is an analyst with Euromonitor International. He says the profit margin on groceries is tiny. There's not a lot of room for error, especially for a startup. Then we're back to delivery again. Tech companies are great at delivery, but McGoldrick says not necessarily at the right speed for, say, 4 sticks of butter.
You usually want it later that day or as early as possible the next day.
McGoldrick says delivery companies would have to have huge and pricey infrastructure in place to get you your butter on time. But investment research for Morningstar says Amazon is already set up with warehouses, trucks, and fulfillment centers. If the company can figure out how to pack your groceries, it could stand to make a lot of bread. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.